Tēnā anō koutou, ā, ko te pai o tērā waiata kei konei taku kai kōrero mo te rānei, ā, ko Harry Burkhart, ka mutu kia rongo mai anō koutou, iaia e kōrero ana ko. Eia te kahu o Taunui Chairman of Taitokerau Leaders and Northland Mayors, and they meet to reset and strengthen relationship. Kia ora mai anō, Harry.
Kia ora, Gary, kia ora.
Yeah, and how's everything? All right?
Everyone is busy, but I think it's a good busy, so let's keep going.
Oh, well, that's what you want, and hopefully you get results, eh?
Aye.
Okay, my first question. Given the increased anxiety regarding the Northern Council's approach towards the Māori ward, what are iwi leaders focused now working with the Northland mayors?
So we've had a series of issues being rolled out by a local government, and that's been on the back of central government wanting to shape Māori wards, significant natural areas, and the reviews over our water security. So they've come through a central government lens through their local governments, and they've been imposed on our people with very little thinking about how do we manage these corridor in an appropriate way so we can create joined-up solutions. So, to put it blunt, it's central government and local government doing things to us, not with us. So out of the back of that, Kaua Taunui took a position rather than running to four mayors and Penny Smart at Northern Regional Council. Is how do we bring them to a table where we can discuss these at a high level? So that's what precipitated our plea on July the 6th.
The Northland mayor signed a kawenata, which is an agreement. Wanaunga tanga ki taurangi. So what needs to happen now moving forward?
So that relationship document was signed at Waitangi on 31st of January 2019, and it was a reflection of what our tūpuna saw and shaped in he whakaputanga and te tiriti, and it was a aspirational relationship document between Te Kaua Taunui, the chairs of Taitokerau, and the mayors, to think about how we shape those relationships through a treaty lens. So that was the aspiration of that document. Mm-hmm. Now, what we've done in reflection is we haven't gone past the words on that document, and that was about regularly communicating with each other, building those relationships, understand how we use that relationship document to inform our people and let our people make the choices that they need to make with the information that's in front of them. So we've both acknowledged, both parties acknowledge that we've had quite a bit on between 2019 and where we are today, and we just reaffirmed a commitment back to those fundamental relationships.
Right. Going from that is, what's the importance of rebuilding this relationships, and how can we as iwi, hapu, whānau better support te kahu o Taunui in this matter?
Yeah, and this is going to be a journey that we need to rely on a little bit on our whakapapa and our instincts to kind of navigate. Now, let me explain why. So these constructs, these democratic constructs, in my view, haven't served our people well. And then if you measure democracy as being executed through local government and central government, It's meant to capture equal opportunities, fairness, and build meritocracy. These processes are meant to do it. Our view is that it does exactly the opposite. And we can see that in the inability for our people to engage with that electric system and to contribute. So the system has been designed not to include us. So then you go past that thinking and say, well, that's what this does. So how might we think about what I call radical democracy, where the majority doesn't speak for the minority? So 51% vote does not apply to 49% who may have a different view. So radical democracy is how I see our tupuna operators when they talked amongst themselves to understand what was important to them and escalate those views up as they saw it fit. So the current democratic process, albeit good at one level, has not served us well. So I think we kind of need to wananga a bit, girly, you know, because these are just concepts that we need to kind of think through our lens, through our epistemology, through our worldview, not from others.
Okay, I can see there's a lot of work in this, and I can see too that, you know, a lot of consultations with a lot of iwi and hapu, and to understand the workings of this that needs to be understood and accepted, you know. So I think you've probably got a problem that you have to go through with meeting after meeting. That's what I can see, Harry.
Well, I could view it as our problem, but I think it's if you create that reciprocity and generosity that we're known to have, I could imagine our whānau sitting across the kitchen table talking about what's important to them. And it's for them to craft those kōrero and for them to feed in. And because my sense is they know what's important for them and they know how to activate that stuff. It's just progressive processes have denied them the opportunity to operate as whānau and hapū and iwi. So I'm a real fan of our whānau shaping those kōrero and for us to be part of it and help them shape it at a level where you can use that wall to change systems and processes that haven't served us well.
Oh, well, very good, Harry. We look forward to the next kōrero we have. Perhaps by then you should have some good results, eh?
Kapai.
Kapai, and I'll talk to you in the near future. Kia ora mai anō for this kōrero. Ai, tēnā anō koutou e whakarongo mai ki a Harry Burkhardt, me tāna ni kaupapa. E hoa make i kona anō e e mahi ane ngā mahi, ko e te heamana. Ngari te mea pai e kia Arthur kōrero ngi e roto e ngā hui nei. Kia ka tika ngi e wā rātou nei kōrero mō tēnei anō. Kei roto e ngā kanuhere me ngā wāhi e haka tika ngi e nei rātou. Kia ora mā.